Papers, written by John Antrobus, starring Spike Milligan, John Bushel, Chris Langer, John Antrobus, and George Chisholm, and his gentleman of jazz.
Oh, Great Britain was set in a silver BBC. World War II had started an old me. For the Germans had just overrun most of France and were leading the Allies a terrible dance, like the tango, which can corrupt us all. And look what it did to poor Henry Hall. Oh, the British expeditionary force ran like the clappers for Dunkirk, and soon the whole British army were out of work. Most got away by the skin of their teeth. Others got away with little boats with the feet.
Beleaguered Britain in 1941, later to be known as 1942. Little England faced the Nazis across the Channel. Meanwhile, in a bunker below Whitehall, the prim monster Winston Churchill and his chief of staff, Field Marshal Alan Brooke, worked to bring victory to the Allies, a defeat to the Axis, a draw for the Australians.
Right, Brookie. Read back that memo.
Urgent that you defend Singapore, stroke Tobruk, stroke Malta, stroke India, stroke Benghazi, stroke the cat. Stroke Rangoon to the last man, and then let me have his name.
Now, how many of our overseas positions are left?
Oh, they're all left, sir. But mostly in enemy hands.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant, sir.
That's a brilliant tactic, Brookie. Write send a telegram to the First Lord of the Admiralty. Tell him to sink the Tirpitz. Sink the Bismarck. Raise the Titanic. And sink the Hood before they do. Now, what's the time?
I'm sorry, sir. That's restricted information. Remember, sir, walls have ears.
Yeah, they also have sausages. You know, I'm getting fed up with this war, Brookie. It's holding up my memoirs.
But we delayed the release of Tobruk so that it matched the date of your memoirs, sir.
Well, of course it had to.
Yes.
I can't keep changing things.
No.
I mean, Brookie, we've got to stop sending reinforcements to Singapore.
Why?
Because, Brookie, if they hold out against the Japs, it means I'll have to rewrite two whole chapters.
But we are trying to keep up with your war memoir, sir. We've only one day out with Dunkirk.
Ah. We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them in the field. We will fight them in the cities. We will never surrender.
Very funny, sir. Now, sir, volume 3, this massed parachute landings by queer Gurkhas on the North Pole to try and thwart a German armored assault on Bombay, well, it's not on, sir.
The North Pole is the soft underbelly of Europe, I tell you.
But you... you said that about the Baltic, sir, and Gallipoli, Greece, Crete, Rhodes, even Lewisham.
Everywhere is the soft underbelly of Europe. Now, how are these six weapons coming along?
Which one was that?
Well, of course, the... The dried prune bomb. A brilliant idea of the beavers to get together the vast, unused stocks of nappy, dried prunes into a prune bomb. Imagine all that dysentery, doom, in one prune,
bomb,
exploding over the Third Reich with a mighty...
The town, huh? There's been an accident.
Oh? I'll open a window.
Too late. It's clear. I'm sorry to say, sir, that the dried prune experiment has gone badly wrong. Someone dropped a test tube and the whole team contracted an incurable disease codenamed Green Swamp.
Has anyone died of it yet?
40 people died. Apart from that, nobody died at all.
Was Vera Lynn among the casualties?
No, sir.
Anne Chilton?
No.
Charlie Chester?
No, sir.
Haven't you got any good news for me?
Yes, sir. Tommy Hanley's got piles.
Thank God. We'll form them into a suicide squad called the Royal Household Incurables.
Pom, sir?
Yes. Hey, we can drop these highly contagious men behind enemy lines where they will copulate in a military manner.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Passing on the disease until it reaches pom pom pa pa pom Hitler. In these hard times, Brookie, we must make our own dramatic chords.
Bim pom pa pa pom.
Bim pom pa pa pom. Bim pom pa pa pom. Pa pa pom. Pa pa pom.
Meanwhile, in a Nissen hut from the Duke of Hamilton's estate in Skipland, where the victims of the dried prune experiment were into free-fall conversation.
Yes, for those without television, here we are on the Duke of Hamilton's estate in Skipland, SW14.
Yes, and I must say, I feel decidedly better.
Better than what, Tom?
Better than very, very ill. Yes, today I just feel very ill.
Shut up!
What?
Shut up! Can't you see we're all doomed, 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 doomed?
One more time!
Doom, 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 doom!
Good God, he's caught Beethoven's death!
John is trying to say that we are doomed, Tom.
That was the voice of Harry, simple test tube washer that he is.
He dropped the test tube, didn't he? He gave us all the doom, 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 doom.
Yes, the
wine. I'll throttle his swing and I have...
Calm down. No. Calm down, John.
Take that.
Overacting will never get you anywhere except the National. But we must all realize that codename Green Swan, this illness, causes severe hormonal sex changes, and keep your hands to yourself.
I know, darling. I've been thinking about this, dearest.
Well done, Harry, but thinking about this, dearest, is not something you working class would attempt without protective clothing, a concrete condom, and a suppository.
What's that? Oh! My God, it's a wolf.
No, it's no good. I've got to tell you the truth. It's not a wolf. It's my overdraft.
Overdraft?
It's been following me from London.
Was it the NatWest?
Worse. The Midland. The bank that likes to say, get out!
What about Mother?
Oh, my God. It's an overdraft warning. In the red alert.
What about Mother?
Unbeknown to the panicking incurables, events were now taking a drastic turn. From a lone German plane, a lone parachute descended. It was a lone Rudolf Hess.
Oh.
Carrying a lone Third Reich plastic bag. But in 1941, plastic bags were still in the experimental stage and liable to explode if...
Oh! Ach, Himmel! There goes mine blow-up doll!
Ah, darling.
Ah, but what does this notice say? Do not enter. Contagious material, incurable disease, and boom, 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 boom. Good job, I can't read. Please, minor effects. Thank you. Oh, my finger. Now, good evening. Subtitle, good album. Good evening. Ah, everything's all right? Good, 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 good. Gracie Fields, all right? Good, good. You! You little Schatzenhauser!
This is the new patient. Let's have a few details, shall we?
Only my name, Krank, and number.
Krank?
Krank is Rudolf Kress.
Krank?
Deputy Kress. No.
Knumber?
Knumber 2, if you pardon the expression.
Right. You'll find some clean pajamas on that patient over there.
We do not wear pajamas in the Third Reich. We only wear bum, 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 Wagner's Bride of the Valkyries. Go, Wagner, go, man. Hey, Crazy Dick, man. Play the Richard, play the music, man. Hey, listen to those French horns, go, man. Hey, daddy, daddy. Hey, you want a trick, man? Hey, big that fight.
Why hasn't Nurse Court codenamed Green Swan? She comes and goes in this ward with impunity. Why? How? When? Which? Who? Etc.
Nurse Carruthers has a very, very rare blood group. Rhesus Spock negative. No, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Only previously known in the Chulaki Wallaby, now extinct.
Why?
Well, we think it's because Nurse Carruthers drained all its blood. You see, the white corpuscles outnumbered the red by a huge amount in Rhesus Spock negative.
Could you amplify that?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the red corpuscles are a lot less than white by a staggering sum. And three more, or vice versa. And white exceeds red by millions, or lots, and seven. Good girl, yes.
If I might come in here.
Yes, just come in here, if you like. But remember, we have the negatives.
It's quite obvious, listeners, that no one has any idea how Nurse Carruthers can come and go in the ward with impunity and not catch the Green Swan. And so now, over to the inside of Nurse Carruthers' bloodstream for an exclusive interview with a white corpuscle.
Testing, testing. Yes, all right.
Yes! We proudly present Down Your Blood!
Good afternoon, and welcome to Down Your Blood. And here we are in a very, very pleasant spot in a main vein near Nurse Carruthers' carotid artery. And standing next, beside me, here's a white corpuscle. Hello, white corpuscle.
Good day, Cobber.
Good day.
And 4X up your woomera.
Very good. Not just now.
We lost a couple of the lads in the local action last night. Oh, that is upsetting, sir.
Yes, sir. How did you lose these couple of lads?
Well, the nurse cut herself while shaving, and they fell out.
In that case, sir, she must be a short Irishman.
What do you mean, a short Irishman?
Anemic.
Bloody, come here, you're ruining my equipment.
So while they sort that out, let's hear some peace music from George Chisholm and his Gentlemen of Jazz.
Thank you.
Over now to Idi Amin Crescent, Gold is Green. To join two typical Radio 4 listeners or four typical Radio 2 listeners.
What are you doing, darling?
I'm listening to the steam iron.
Steam iron?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of thing you want, darling?
I've got it on synthetics. It's a great program, the nylon knickers. There's someone at the door. You're not going to look, are you?
None. That would spoil the surprise. Kinky. On the other hand, it could be Eamon Andrews and Esther Ranson in This Is Your Dad's Life. I'll just have a peep.
Beep!
That's better. Now I'll see you at ease. Oh, sorry.
Hello. I'm from the BBC. We are researching to see how many people are still listening to Itma.
Was that you, nothing?
Oh, yes.
Well, don't stop. We're just getting used to it.
Here we put a stop to this tiresome conversation.
Oh, the show's over.
We feel at the BBC the great need for entertainment in people's lives that we offer as an alternative to the BBC Knocking on Doors program. Thank you. Meanwhile, back at the Listen Hut, Tom confronts Rudolf Hess.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wait just a moment. I don't remember you working with us in the laboratory.
You do not remember me working with you in the laboratory. You have a good mind, and you win the Flasher of the Year award, a waist-high practice mirror.
I'll have to reflect on that for a moment. Now you've fallen in with us, chummy. You will have contracted Green Swan.
Thanks. What is this Green Swan?
Green Swan is a highly contagious, lethal disease. It's a mix of whooping cough, waterbed measles, amoebic dysentery, rice blast. Anthrax, the common cold, and 2 weeks in Scunthorpe.
Do you know that apart from Russia, the Fuhrer has never had a headache? And apart from Russia, the Fuhrer has never had a headache.
Really?
Apart from Russia.
Well, we'll give him one. Hey, chaps?
Yes.
Yes.
No. What? Count me out.
Two.
Four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Here. I'm not interested in the war.
Oh, and that joke for the sound of it. In that case, you will form a government lying on the floor in exile and accept an armistice. See, we Germans don't have to make our own diplomatic codes.
And so the peace armistice was signed between Germany and John Smith by the government of Great Britain in exile of incurable.
And that night, on the rooftop of the Daily Mirror building in Fleet Street, a lone fire watcher waited for the onslaught of the Luftwaffe.
Oh, he fainted. Oh, he fainted. Now, where did I put me stirrup pump? Here, inside me trousers. Oh, that's not it.
I wish it was. Oh, mate, I must strike a light. Carl, strike a light. Now, where did I put me bucket of sand? It's over there with the duck. I don't see the point of this duck watching. Why does the Lutwoff want to bomb a duck?
Because I mean it.
Oh, Mr. Prime Minister, listen. I don't think they're going to come tonight. Ow!
Put that hand out!
I can do with a hand out!
The match fell from the fire watcher's scorched fingers onto a pile of old newspapers, causing this sound effect.
The conflagration spread down Fleet Street. Up Robert Maxwell's trousers, and until soon the whole city was ablaze. That was an act of equity, full employment announcement.
No. They won't camp tonight.
Meanwhile, in Berlin, Goebbels broadcast to the world in a new propaganda offensive. Look out, Tommy.
Germany, Tommy.
Hello, American creeps. This is your friendly German race calling America. Hello, kids. We are simple, happy, jazz-loving crops trying to stop the sex-mad, decadent British from ruling the world. Hello, President Roosevelt. Hello, Teddy. For your delight, we bring you the old Deutschland hot shot.
On piano, Hermann Niels Göring.
Yeah, baby.
On drums, yours truly. Put it number one, snappy dresser and chicken sexer, Joseph Six Gravel.
Yeah, cool it, Daddy.
And now, putting it all together in modern style, our leader and number one, Adolf, it's the gypsy in me, Hitler!
It's my baby! Hey! It's my baby, now!
Crazy, Daddy!
Hey, what a smart...
Hey, man!
I say!
What do you say, Daddy Hines?
What do you hope to gain by making with the new scene, man?
Well, Joe, all the goose-stepping crap is finished. All the sea girl is out! It's a new scene, man, now with a nylon shirt and a crew cut, a smile, a song, and a concentration camp. Okay, boys, let's go. Is you, man, baby? Hey! Is you, man, baby, now? Hey! Don't forget, a nose job won't save you.
Well, we are signing off now. Happy time. You folks in the USA, this is a broadcast from Germany, downtown home of good jazz.
Good night, Aaron folk. Sorry about the Dunkirk. And remember, we will destroy you.
You've been listening to The Incurables, Part 1. Those taking part here inside the duck with me are as follows: Spike Milligan with John Boothill, Chris Langham, and John Ashton. Announcements by Eugene Fraser, music by George Chisholm, and a gentleman of jazz. The producer was Paul Spencer.